Also alle octopus had you don't know yet.
Yep, he's our sea creature expert. His name is Kairos, and he's 5. I'm his mother, and he calls me Nanay. Welcome to Sonic Fruit Preserve, where Kairos shares his thoughts on random stuff. Our 8th episode is about rare, according to him, sea creatures. Hi, Kairos.
Hi, it's me again.
Why do you like the show Octonaut?
Because it's so awesome, awesome, and awesomest. And I learn a lot from it.
Like what?
Like the vampire squid.
There's a vampire squid?
Yeah.
Why is it called a vampire squid?
I don't know.
Does it look like a vampire?
No.
Does it have fangs like a vampire?
It has spikes under its under. You know, squids like octopus. It's like a puppet, right? Or octopus or squid, right? The squid is like a puppet, you know? Under it has spikes. That's why it's called a vampire squid. They have holes under them.
They do?
Yes. There's other octopus that you don't know yet.
What?
I forgot the name, but can I tell you the sea creatures that I learned? The rare ones. First sea creature is the vampire squid. Instead of ink, it spits out slime.
What is the slime for?
For protecting itself.
I thought for kids, like you. You love slime, right? Are you gonna play with a slime from the vampire squid?
No! You need to get very, very... You need to go in the midnight zone to get it.
Midnight zone? What is that?
A midnight zone is the deepest part of the ocean. It's dark. That's why it's called the midnight zone.
I didn't know that.
And the sunlight zone is on top. And the sunset zone is at the middle, at the ocean. Also, dogfish.
There is a dogfish?
Yes.
Does it bark?
No.
Does it guard the sea?
No.
Why is it called dogfish?
It eats other fish.
Dogfish eat dogfish?
No.
Like dog eat dog?
No.
Not related? Okay.
No. I can tell you all the rare sea creatures. Lionfish.
A lionfish? So it's the king of the sea? Like the king of the jungle? Why is it called lionfish?
It looks like a lion. I don't know about the lionfish. It just has stings on its flippers.
Maybe because it looks like the mane of the lion?
Maybe. How about we talk about the anglerfish?
Oh, that one I know.
It has a light. Don't know what else.
So these creatures that you've told us about...
Also, I'm not yet done.
Okay.
Also, a long-armed squid.
I'm guessing by its name, it has long arms?
Yes. What else do you think about it? What color? What
pink.
Color? No, what do you think?
Brown.
I'm gonna pee first.
Alright, okay. Break.
Wait. I'm back.
So, what were you talking about?
The long-armed squid.
The long-armed squid.
Do you want me to tell you? White.
White?
Ooh. This will be a very, very awesome good thing. There's the fish that can walk on land.
A fish that can walk.
On land.
And on land?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's double amazing. It has legs and feet and it walks?
No, just flippers. It can swim and it can walk on land also. It can really walk. I'm not joking.
Okay. So what is it?
Fish that can walk.
So what's the name of the fish that can walk?
I don't know. I forgot. And you think I have another thing. It's going to be very amazing. This will be a very, very awesome thing. A pilot fish. It's like a zebra. It has stripes. Also, it cleans white-tipped shark teeth.
Okay.
Like a toothbrush.
So they're friends.
Yes. White-tipped shark is protecting the pilot fish from big fish that wants to eat it.
From the predators?
Yeah.
It's a symbiotic relationship. They benefit from each other.
What's benefit?
Benefit? They get something from each other. Like the pilot fish cleans the teeth of the shark, and in return, as a way to say thank you, the shark protects the pilot fish from its predators.
Yeah, and yeti crab is white. It has hair. It has long arms. And it's blind. That's all. You have questions for me?
Among those rare sea creatures that you've shared with Nanay, which one is you, do you have a favorite?
Lionfish. Because it has stingers on its flippers where it swims.
Would you like it as a pet? Are we allowed to have it as a pet?
No.
Maybe we can name it Simba.
No!
Scar.
No.
Mufasa.
No.
Nala.
No.
Pumbaa.
No.
Rafiki.
No!
All right, bye.
Bye.
Pray always.
Pray always.
The marine life's orchestration is almost miraculous. It is full of different species that make it more stunning and spectacular, and, to a biological level, more sustainable. As humans, like sea creatures, we may be different from each other in innumerable ways, but we share and belong to the same world. One's action creates an equal reaction that ripples to something, to someone, and eventually to everything and to everyone. Each of us has a role to play, big or small, equally important all. May this fact lead us to sensibility, accountability, and also curiosity. You are as important as I am, as every living thing. And as the author Becky Tedford said, the probability that the Earth was created with such a perfect combination to sustain life seems almost impossible. So in the grand scheme of the universe, you might be one insignificant pinprick, but with all things considered, you're also nothing short of a miracle.